The attorney for one of the 9 state prison employees arrested in connection with inmate deaths at the Waupun Correctional Institution is defending his client to the news media, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
4 inmates at the Waupun prison have died over the past year. The prison is in Dodge County, so Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt has been leading one of several probes into the deaths. Schmidt announced his results yesterday, mentioning that the state corrections department refers to inmates as, quote, persons within our care.
This phrase bothers me at Waupun Correctional Institution. It is not a phrase that I would use. These people were not cared for, and they are people. They were not cared for, and we are going to hold those responsible accountable.
Schmidt says criminal charges are not warranted in 2 of the cases, but he says the deaths of 24-year-old inmate Cameron Williams and 62-year-old inmate Donald Mayer have triggered arrests, and charges of misconduct in public office or abuse of residence of a penal facility, felonies that could mean prison time for those found guilty. The 9 defendants are a mix of Waupun correctional officers, nurses, and former warden Randall Hepp, who recently resigned. As one example of what Schmidt calls a blatant disregard of inmate safety, he alleges that a prison nurse and guard supervisors failed to check on Cameron Williams's medical needs.
Evidence shows that the decedent was dead in his cell at least 12 hours before he was discovered on the morning of October 30th, 2023. I'll say that again. He was dead in his cell for over 12 hours until they located him the next morning.
Schmidt says former warden Hepp was charged because state law says the warden is responsible for safety and security of the prisons. The 9 prison employees had their initial court appearance at the Dodge County Courthouse at the same time Schmidt held his news conference in a separate building. Afterwards, attorney Mark Hazelbaker, who represents defendant Gwendolyn Vick, the nurse mentioned a moment ago, read from a prepared statement.
Gwendolyn Vick and everyone involved are saddened by the loss of human life. Ms. Vick was not responsible for anyone's death. She asks everyone to keep an open mind about the allegations against her. Remember, she is innocent until proven guilty.
Hazelbaker says in court he also fought against the release of the defendant's home addresses. He says his client should not have to fear any harassment.
Gwendolyn Vick is a healthcare provider who worked for many, many years in the prison system to help inmates. She didn't want anybody to die. She didn't want anybody to be sick. But it isn't simple to provide healthcare in the prisons. There are malingering issues. There are faking issues. Believe me, the last thing in the world she wanted was for this young man to suffer.
Hazelbaker says the defendants will be back in court this summer. The legal case comes amid an ongoing staffing shortage at some of the prisons and debate over what to do with the 2 oldest facilities at Waupun and Green Bay. Sheriff Schmidt says it's time to consider updating state prison buildings.
1 new prison could replace 2 prisons, or 2 renovated prisons would be much better than what we have now. It will save lives. It will provide for a more humane treatment of inmates. It will provide a need for less correctional officers.
Milwaukee Democratic State Representatives Ryan Clancy and Darren Madison want the Waupun and Green Bay prisons closed, as well as the secure detention facility in downtown Milwaukee. The lawmakers also want the legislature to pass a package of bills they introduced last fall to improve conditions of confinement, reduce the number of people incarcerated, and set up an ombudsperson independent of the state corrections department. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.